Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by why don't you say your name and your title with the, or I guess your former title with the restaurant.
Hey, I'm the owner of Tim's River Shore. This is Tim Bachman. I'm
And
still the owner for another month.
yeah, that's true. Oh wait, yeah. So obviously, as he's alluded to, you guys are gonna be closing down it's the Tim's River Shore Restaurant and Crab House for the I guess you'll be after 28 years, it's finally coming to a close. Down on the Potomac outside Dumfries. How did this come about? Why did you have to pull the plug?
Well, it's not our choice, that's for sure. Our landlord, I guess, started looking for another lessee. I know at one point they're looking for lessees for their new town center on top of the hill, and they've hired KLNB to do their management. It's the management company for the up the hill for the town center. At some point, KLMB found these people and started a negotiation with down here to take over down here. That's to me for a long time. And they were working with me. I went back and forth with them a month or so. This is, that we've been working on a lease every year. We've been working on a lease with them for the last 10 years. So, we started working on a lease. The first run, it wasn't anywhere near enough. Basically, they had already gone to somebody else, and they either said this is what it's going to be, or the guy said, hey, I'll pay this much or something. Like I said, I don't know any of that information. I just know that the way I was getting told is I wasn't offering enough to stay in the game. So finally, towards the end, I got to the point where, I got up there to where we were in the same ballpark. And I guess about 2 days ago, I got a phone call. I still haven't got any paperwork, but I know it's coming. I got a phone call saying, hey, they didn't pick you. The board from Biddle, which is Potomac Shores, has met, and they picked this new group to come in here, take over the restaurant.
So sounds like, whereas other people can maybe see writing on the wall, it sounds like you were pretty, more or less pretty blindsided.
Definitely blindsided. I mean, we didn't know there was somebody else. The way I actually found out about it is I was sitting at a restaurant in Fredericksburg, and my waitress came up to me and said, oh, I'm so sorry that you're selling the restaurant. I said, well, I'm not selling the restaurant. I don't know what you're talking about. She said, well, my boyfriend's going to take over, and he's going to be the general manager there. And I mean, I was with my kids and stuff, and I was kind of dumbfounded. And I didn't believe it. People make mistakes all the time. I didn't believe it. So it went on for another, I don't know, months until I really kind of got the word that there was another group involved.
So wait, what's the new joint going to be called? Do we even know what's going to replace it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I want to even get involved in that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I hate to say that, but I'd rather not,
I'll just say that Biddle Real Estate Ventures is the one that took it over, right?
Right. It's Biddle. Biddle's the one that owns the land. It's KLNB that's the marketing or the management group.
Okay, but fans, people that are fans of Tim's, there are several. Why don't you? There are several other locations, right? Remind them where they can still check out.
There are, and we're going to be open. We're going to be open here the last weekends in March. We're going to stay open Saturday and Sunday. Now it looks like maybe we're going to extend it so we don't get into trouble with crowding people in here that want to come see it one more time as a Tim's. We may open up from Thursday till Sunday, all through March. The other locations, the closest is Fairview. That's right, about 14 miles east of Fredericksburg. Then we have one at Northern Neck. That's Coles Point, Tim's at Coles Point. And then we have one that is in Lake Anna, Tim's at Lake Anna. And they're open right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about this just mostly. I mean, yeah, we had to do the nitty-gritty of, why it's closing and all that stuff. But I just kind of wanted to offer you an opportunity as sort of like a fun retrospective. You know, have you been there since the very, very beginning? I assume if it's named after you.
Yeah. It's been, you know, this is a place I came when I was a kid with my father. You know, I was younger. These guys were crabbers. They all work out of the river here. So my dad was a beer salesman. So we came down here. I'm talking, you know, 50 some years ago when I was a little kid. They did shad bakes on the river, you know, so I always had a fond memory of being down here. The gentleman, the partners that owned Buzzy Cumberland and Junior Dent, I was in here one day and they said, you know, you ought to come in here and take this over. And it didn't dawn on me right away that that was a good idea. And then a couple of weeks set in and I said, you know, that's what we ought to do that. And we came down here. That's been, you know, 28 years ago. And, you know, we've been going at it ever since. So it's been a great store. Our customers are the greatest, you know, all up and down the river. There's nothing quite like having these guys as customers. People that come off the road have been really nice. We've just never, you know, other than this store has always had a handful of problems with hurricanes and flooding and county trouble, you know, because the building's old. So, I mean, it's always been the problem child of the couple restaurants that we have opened. So I've stayed up here. It's our first store. So it's kind of like, you know, your firstborn. My partner, Dave Wright, you know, he got involved a couple of years after we got started up here. And then I have a partner at the other two stores, Guy Booth.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like you say, it's your firstborn child. It's gotta be extra special to you. You mentioned that the crowds love it there. What's like the typical feedback you would always hear? Like, what were some of the things, or maybe some of the favorite dishes or favorite atmosphere things that people would usually compliment you on there?
Well, I mean, obviously crab cakes, you know, I always, it reminds me of the days when McDonald's had the over a million burgers sold. I always wanted to get a sign over a million crab cakes sold and put it up just as a joke, because it's so true. We've sold so many of them over the years.
That's great. And what about, you know, since we're radio, you have to paint me a visual picture here, but if you could, with your words, paint a visual picture of what it's like when you're sitting there out on the water eating crabs. Like, you know what, why is that such a cool atmosphere to be in?
I'm actually sitting here right now. And even in the winter, you know, when it's cool out, it's still the one of the greatest views on the water. It's we've got, you know, the tiki bar set up, tables sitting out on the deck, the dock, you know, you got the seagulls, you got the fishermen coming in next door. We, you know, and ever since we got here, we bought a shuttle so the boats could anchor out. We would pick them up and bring them in and bring them to the restaurant so they didn't have to tie up at the dock if they didn't want to. You know, you look across at Maryland over to Indian Head. That's pretty much in Sweden's Point. So it's been a great thing. I grew up right around the corner in Occoquan. So I was out here as a boy on the river all the time. So it's kind of like my stomping grounds.
Yeah, gotcha. So many ties. I mean, it feels like it goes back long before even – not only are you losing a business you've run for 28 years, but it's like those memories go back to all the way back when you were a kid. So that's gotta be rough.
We've had so many events here. We've done polar plunges every year. I think probably we're up over $1 million of contributions. I'd have to count it, but we're real close with all the other charities we've done. And, you know, and that's, we're a small business, so that's quite the accomplishment. If you ask me, those are the things that make me the happiest when I look back at what we've done here. All day yesterday, the kids that have worked here had texted me and sent in, you know, their life here at Tim's when they started and how they put themselves through school and college. And there, it just wasn't one. It was, you know, it was 100 kids doing that. And that's a good feeling to know that you did stuff like that. So any, you know, and I'm sure there's other businesses that have done the same thing, but those are the things that make you the most happy. you know, with other than having my own kids and bringing them up and having them here with me working and side by side and learning how to work and the work ethic, those are the things that make me the most happy. I've been the godfather to a bunch of children over the years. You know, I've helped raise them, and that's been the joy of it.
Perfectly said. So I assume the pandemic, did that factor into the purchase or anything by these people, or is it completely unrelated to anything that's happened the last year?
I think that's the funniest thing. I don't think it had a thing to do with it. In fact, some of the conversations I've had with the management group, you know, and I was trying to bring it to their attention that this is probably the worst time to double up on rent for somebody that's in business, especially a restaurant. And they were, you know, they were so funny in the conversations I had with them that they thought it was a great time to do a bunch of improvements and go at stuff. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that it's a great time if you had a pile of money, but I don't know that a whole bunch of us restaurant people have a pot full of money sitting there. It's, you know, we had the worst year. We literally were $1 million off in our gross revenue. For a small business. I mean, yeah, that's, you know, it's half of what we do. So for us, you know, COVID had everything to do with this last year being one of the worst, but for what they were doing, they did not, you know, look at it like it was a bad thing. It just was an opportunity for someone to jump on something and rebuild it. You know, the building down here on the river, it's so hard to rebuild anything on the water. You run into a lot of, stops and county and even federal laws that you can't do stuff right on the water. So it's more than just wanting to do it. There's a lot of hurdles.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I have plenty to work with. Is there anything you wanted to add before we hop off here?
Hopefully I said something about how great the customers were and the kids that I worked with, you know. Other than that, you know, we've been so lucky. We've got some support groups out there right now, Save Tim's, and they're getting a huge response. And it's, you know, as long as they don't do anything to get anybody in trouble, I'm tickled that they're doing something, and letting people know that people are upset that we're going.
For sure. Well, thanks again for doing this, Tim. I wish it was happier occasions we could be talking, but at least this way maybe we'll get an article up and have some people maybe conjure some fond memories of the time there. So good luck going forward. Hopefully drive some people to the other locations, and you know, whatever else you got planned coming up, man, best of luck. Thanks for all the almost three decades.
Okay, man, thank you.